Hey guys, it's Charlie. I want to talk a little bit about some numbers. Okay, I'm receiving comments and messages that are mirroring the mainstream media and the popular fervor of reducing our deficit by reducing social programs. Now, I guess it doesn't matter how you feel about this. I'm going to give you my 2 cents worth, and you can take it or leave it. But we are going to be hearing more in the coming days and weeks. About austerity in this country. It's a guarantee we're going to start to blame the people who are on unemployment benefits for 99 weeks. We're going to blame the people who have JP Morgan debit cards for their food stamp cards. And they're going to be easy targets. There's frustration throughout the country. There's frustration when we see a housing report that comes out and says that the sales in the 3 month period ending September were 25% down in the 3 months ending September of 2009. And remember, 2009 was an absolute hideous year in the housing market. Well, we've fallen even below that now. So when you have that kind of pressure on the economy, and you have that kind of pressure from the people who still have jobs, seeing the economy continue to contract, it's easy to point at the people who aren't working or who are drawing some sort of social safety net type of check. But I want to make this really clear. I know we can't afford to be handing out money for people to stay at home, but you got to pick a side on this argument. For the most part, the vast majority of the people who are receiving unemployment benefits or who are receiving 44 million people receiving food stamp benefits, they're not there because they choose to be there. Now, anybody can send me a message saying, my cousin's brother's uncle is a lazy, no good so-and-so, so he's sitting at home collecting 99 weeks and working under the table or whatever. And yeah, right, you can pull out those stories from any mass group of people. There's going to be bums in that crew. But the fact that we have more people on food stamps than we have ever had in the history of this country, or the fact that we have 4 million people who are on emergency unemployment benefits, the vast majority of those guys have been affected by a bunch of parasites in Washington, D.C., and in New York City, in the city of London. They didn't create this economy that they're living in. The fact is, 3.8 million people right now are on emergency unemployment benefits. Do you really think that 3.8 million of these people all want to just be sitting at home collecting 60, 70% of what they used to make, and they'll be happy with that? They'll be happy to trudge through life on the government dole. That is ridiculous. I mean, the answer to that is no. They're living in an economy that has been destroyed by a bunch of banksters, plain and simple. These same banksters, like Ben Bernanke, who told us 16 months ago that quantitative easing would not only spur the economy and create jobs, it would also not affect price stability in this country. Since he's made that statement, we've seen outrageous increases in day-to-day basics that you need to survive and to live. I've given some of these stats before. I'll give you a few more. Oats are up 40%, gold's up 50%, corn is up 55%, copper is up 70%, and silver and cotton are up 100% when Ben Bernanke made that statement 16 months ago. So the idea that somebody is milking the system, the idea that we are supposed to turn on our fellow citizens because the government is suffering, is ridiculous. We need to make the people suffer who brought us here. Why aren't we going after the $144 billion in bonuses going to Wall Street? Why aren't we perp walking some of these people who work for JP Morgan, Goldman Sachs, or any of the other too big to fails that are having absolute heyday right now? They're getting legislation passed to make their too big to fail systemic, meaning they'll never be out of business, they'll never lose money again, and they have profits written into their bottom line from now till forever, until this country implodes and falls apart. And we're going to be seeing that very soon. I know that people are getting frustrated and they're getting fatigued from hearing collapses coming, collapses coming. Well, you got to realize, when we look back at this point in history a few years down the road from now, we're going to realize that the time between the end of 2007 and the full-on collapse, when everybody recognizes our dollar is worthless and we're going into hyperinflation on items we need to live, and asset deflation on things we think are valuable, this time period is going to seem very short a few years down the road. Nothing happens overnight, but it's getting closer and closer to the time that you wake up and you find that your bank isn't open, your ATMs don't work, your dollar's been revalued, and there's just pandemonium in the streets because nobody's going to know what to do. The time to mentally prepare has long since passed. The time to physically prepare, putting in food, water, supplies for an emergency situation, is rapidly passing you by. I'll attach stories. That's all I got.